It's Wednesday morning, and we visit with the folks at Baxter Regional Medical Center every Wednesday. Today, we're visiting with Barney Leary, Vice President of Business Development, Executive Director of the Baxter Regional Hospital Foundation, Dr. Brian Malte, pulmonologist, Stephanie Free, infection preventionist, and Tobias Pugsley, Director of Marketing. And good morning to everyone.
Good morning, Bob.
Barney, we'll start with you, an update with the latest statewide numbers.
Yes, good morning, Bob. This morning we have 174,325 statewide cases. 18,461 of those are active. 1,081 are in the hospital. 182 are on vents. And unfortunately, we've had 2,752 deaths. In Baxter County, we have had 1,576 cases, with 179 of those active and 34 deaths. Our system, our Baxter Regional system, Bob, we've tested 12,071. 901 of those have been positive. Presently, we unfortunately only have 12 inpatients, and two of those are in our ICU, and none of them are on vents presently. We have admitted 235 total. We've had 215 employees test positive, and we have 22 that are active presently, and they are out on quarantine. So those are the numbers this morning, Bob.
Dr. Malte, we know that you've been on the front lines of COVID-19 since the beginning, and we'd like to know how things are going at Baxter Regional.
It's getting a little bit more manageable now. As you heard from Barney, we've only had 12 inpatients right now. At one point, I think we had a little over 30. So it's a little bit more manageable at this time.
And what information can you give listeners about the vaccine?
With the vaccine, we have several different vaccines. Two of them are mRNA vaccines, the Pfizer and the Moderna. The U.S. government has purchased $100 million from each of these companies. $300 million were purchased actually from AstraZeneca, which none of these have been approved by the FDA yet. We should know more by tomorrow on the Pfizer. The mRNA vaccine, just so everybody knows, these are small genes that are injected into the human muscle, and it actually produces that small portion of the virus called the spike protein. So you don't actually get exposed to the whole virus, so the chance of you acquiring the virus is actually nil. Virus itself, or the mRNA rather, once it produces the protein, the body will consume that mRNA, and so you don't have that mRNA exist anymore. What you have is the spike protein, and that's the protein that's identified by your human body and produces the antibodies. The effectiveness is actually quite impressive. It's 95% for both the Pfizer and the Moderna. That's close to the effectiveness of the measles vaccine, which is 97%. The pneumonia vaccine, meningococcal, are much lower in terms of effectiveness, definitely much higher than the influenza vaccine, which ranges anywhere between 40 to 70% effectiveness. So for us to have this vaccine come in within less than a year is actually quite impressive. The other vaccine, AstraZeneca, is actually vector-borne, meaning you have a small inactivated adenovirus, that type of virus that the kids get, which causes a pink eye, fever, headaches, sore throat. That's been shown to be at least 90% effective on a separate dosing schedule. That's at least what we know so far. As far as other, so if people look at, who were studied, Pfizer vaccine, studied mainly in the U.S., Germany, Turkey, and I believe South Africa. The Moderna vaccine was studied mainly here in the United States. Majority of participants are from Texas, Florida, and California. There are some participants here in Arkansas and Missouri. Just as a disclosure, I am not paid by any of these pharmaceutical companies. I did train, though, in St. Louis University in Missouri, where they are actually conducting the trial for Moderna. I don't know if you have any other questions on that, but that's pretty much what I have. As far as, safety, I think that's the number one concern that some people have. It's been proven safe. 3% of patients will have some fatigue after the vaccine is given. Some will have headaches, but these are very mild, if any. Usually they last within 24 hours. If asked, if I were to get it, I would definitely get it myself. I'd like to be the first in line.
All right. Stephanie, we understand the CDC released updated guidance for options to reduce quarantine. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so and I want to emphasize that this is for quarantine. So this is for individuals who have been exposed. This is not for individuals who have tested positive for COVID. This is just for those who have been exposed. But what they have done is they have actually said that you can now lessen your quarantine period of 14 days. They still recommend 14 days. That is the safest quarantine option. But what they're saying is that it can end after day 10 without testing and if no symptoms have occurred at all in that quarantine period. And it can actually be lessened to 7 days if the close contact tests negative and have no symptoms during that quarantine period. So it can be lessened to 10 days if you have no symptoms and haven't tested, and 7 days if you have no symptoms and have tested negative. But, of course, if at any time during that quarantine period you develop symptoms beyond that 7 days or 10 days and you're still in that 14-day window, you need to isolate and get tested. And the Arkansas Department of Health also recommends that if you get tested in that 7-day window, that it's a PCR test and not the antigen test. And then also, we need to continue in that full 14 days, even if you come out of quarantine, that you make sure that you adhere strictly to those precautionary measures such as social distancing, wearing a mask, hand hygiene, and monitoring for symptoms.
Tobias, how's the by-appointment-only community-wide COVID-19 testing going?
Bob, the testing is going fantastic. To date, as of last night, we had conducted 124 tests in just 5 days. We've already got 46 scheduled for today. And when we first announced that, we were actually going to end that at the end of the week. But I'm excited to announce today we are going to evaluate that weekly and continue that testing until further noticed. And the way that works is you got to call and get an appointment to be tested. And so you call 870-508-7047. Those phone lines are open Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 4:30. You'll give them some information about yourself, and they will give you an appointment time for you to pull through the drive-thru that will be located over on the east entrance of the hospital, marked clearly with white signage with blue letters. So really excited that we're going to be able to continue that. Again, that's by appointment only, and listeners need to call 870-508-7047 to schedule that appointment.
Barney, Baxter Regional had a great Giving Tuesday. Can you give us some details?
We did have a great Giving Tuesday. We are so thankful and blessed. Our community stepped up and gave the hospital and the foundation $42,940. We were very fortunate that our volunteer group, the Auxiliary, said that they would match up to $50,000. So those dollar amounts became $85,880. And we are just our largest Giving Tuesday we have ever had. And we just want to thank the community for stepping up and helping our community houses during this time of need.
Any closing thoughts this morning, Barney?
Just as Stephanie would say, you know, continue to wear your mask, continue to do your social distancing, keep your groups small, and we're just out. You know, I tell people this has been a marathon, and we're getting close to that mile 26. So let's keep working together, and we're going to get through this and be much stronger as a community.
Barney, thank you very much.
Thank you all.
Barney Leary, Vice President of Business Development and Executive Director of Baxter Regional Hospital Foundation, Dr. Brian Malte, pulmonologist, Stephanie Free, infection preventionist, Tobias Pugsley, Director of Marketing.